Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wing City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon today, otherwise mostly cloudy, a high near 78. I'm Darren Caudill reporting. Wayne County Treasurer Donna Masterson has announced that property tax bills for Wayne County will be mailed out September 6th. The due dates have been set for October 10th for the first installment and November 22nd for the second installment. The publishing of the delinquent taxes list is set for January 6th and the annual tax sale set for February 13th. Total amount to be collected this year, $17,272,941.41. Last year's collected amount was just over $16.6 million. Taxes can be paid in the treasurer's office at the courthouse or by using the drop box on the west side. Taxes can also be paid online by credit card until the second installment due date. And a reminder, if you use online bill pay, you need to put the correct property or MH tax identification number, or it will be returned to you. Taxes can be paid at several banks in the area, including First Financial Bank, the Fairfield branch, Sisney Trust Bank, Mount Airy Banking Center, now Citizens National Bank, and at People's National Bank in Fairfield. If you have any questions, you can contact the treasurer's office at 842-5087. More news after this break.
It's not my fault that they were like, hey, let's just go get all of our race attack items at the Crafty Beaver. I'm sorry, can you please point us to the racial attack aisle?
Yes, it's that aisle three right there. You have an assortment of sock hats and bleach and rope and all kinds of things. We even have our MAGA hats right here in the racial attack aisle.
The racial attack aisle, new at Crafty Beaver. Tune in to The Dana Show, 7 to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, right here on WFIW AM 1390 and FM 103.3.
Here's what's going on, brought to you by Rhodes Collision. Rhodes Collision Body Shop is a complete auto body repair shop. Owner Dustin Hooper also offers detailing and spray-in bed liners of the highest quality. Remember, all roads lead to Rhodes Collision.
Here's what's going on Sunday, August the 25th. The Homecoming Gospel Choir will be offering their songs of praise and worship at the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church in Sisney at 6 p.m. The church is located 3 miles north on the Blue Mound Road off of the 161 extension or 8 miles south of Flora on the Blue Mound Road. Watch for the signs. If you need more information, call 838-6708 or 839-1981. The Wayne County Soil and Water Conservation District Fall Fish Sale is set for delivery on Thursday, September 26th. Grass carp orders need to be in by September 12th. All other fish orders are due by September 23rd at noon. You can stop by the office at 23 Industrial Drive to pick up your order form or call them at 842-7602, extension 3.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast, do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do it all with confidence, kindness, and strength. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life, what matters to me is that you keep doing. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Area rivers have risen following rainfall last week, but are now slowly falling. More rain and storms are in the forecast today into the middle part of the week, along with pleasant temperatures for late August. Little Wabash east of Fairfield, as of this morning, is about a foot and a half above flood stage at 18.44 feet. At Clay City, the river is at the 18-foot flood stage, standing at 17.96 feet. At Carmi, the reading is 20.85 feet. Flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City is at 6.75 feet below its 15-foot flood stage. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel is at 5.85 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. Road work on Illinois Route 142 from McLeansboro to the Saline County line and on Illinois 142 from the south city limits of El Dorado to 3 miles south is set to begin Monday morning at 7, weather permitting. According to IDOT, traffic will be reduced to one lane and controlled by flaggers. Work includes pavement patching, asphalt surface removal, asphalt paving, and pavement markings. Motorists should reduce speed, be alert to equipment and workers, and use caution while traveling through work zones. To avoid any delays, motorists are encouraged to seek an alternate route. Emergency vehicles will be allowed through the work zone as quickly as possible. Reports say the numbers for this year's Illinois State Fair continue to demonstrate a historically successful event. While records for both revenue and ticket sales were broken for the grandstand lineup, high marks from parking and vendors were also achieved. Estimated attendance totals of nearly 509,000 are 37% higher than last year's projection of just over 370,000, making it the largest estimated total attendance since 2014. Despite a reduction in admissions for Sunday through Thursday, gate revenue was up over last year's fair. More parking passes were sold this year than the previous 17 years that the information was recorded. This year's fair also saw an increase of vendors over last year by nearly 50. Governor J.B. Pritzker was quoted as saying, "This year's fair took an already wonderful event to new heights, breaking records at the grandstand and bringing Illinoisans from all across the state together to celebrate everything that makes Illinois so special. From barns packed with all that our agriculture industry has to offer to entertainment for Illinoisans of all ages, I'm thrilled my first state fair as governor was such a success," unquote. Illinois State Fair manager Kevin Gordon said, "No matter the metric, this year's fair was undoubtedly a success. Our goal was to bring families back to the fair during the week. I feel our decision to reduce admission during the week was rewarded by the attendance of the public. The weather was wonderful. Our promotions were well received. Our grandstand lineup was historic, and I spoke with many vendors and concessionaires pleased with the crowds and their revenues. I'm excited to see what this means for our total revenues once those numbers are finalized." In other news, a Collinsville man is facing murder charges after an Illinois state trooper died from injuries following an exchange of gunfire Friday morning. St. Clair State's Attorney James A. Gomrick announced Saturday that 45-year-old Chris R. Grant was charged with first-degree murder in the shooting of Illinois State Police Trooper Nicholas Hopkins. Bond was set at $5 million. The case was investigated by the Illinois State Police Divisions of Internal Investigation and Criminal Investigation. Hopkins was shot Friday morning while conducting a search warrant in East St. Louis and died from his injuries. He was a 10-year veteran of the state police. Funding is available to help pay for school field trips to the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum. Kim Howard has a story.
The grants from the Winnick Family Foundation cover the cost of admission and include money for travel expenses. Schools with more than 30% low-income students are eligible to apply and learn more about Lincoln, says museum spokesperson Chris Wills.
Unfortunately, it isn't always possible for every school to visit. Budgets are tight, so this kind of grant program just makes it possible for a few more students to get the chance to engage with President Lincoln one-on-one.
More information is available at presidentlincoln.illinois.gov. Grant applications are due by October 15th. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
During the last school year, 17 kids nationwide were killed by motorists who failed to stop for a school bus. We have more in this report.
Motorists need to slow down and yield to stop school buses and be aware when driving through a school zone, says Secretary White. He also recommends talking with your kids about paying attention when walking to school and getting on and off the bus.
You want to make sure that the kids understand that they should look both ways before crossing the street. And, of course, the motorists have a responsibility, too, and that is to make sure that they don't hit any of these young people who are going to help run this great country of ours one day.
During the last school year, 17 kids across the country were killed by drivers who failed to stop for a school bus. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Secretary White says the best thing you can do is be aware of your surroundings. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources is promoting hunter safety. The agency's Tim Schweitzer says information is readily available online at dnr.illinois.gov.
Hunter safety education is also offered. Hunter safety education is required for most people these days. Those of us who are a little older might have escaped doing that, but taking a refresher course on hunter safety education is not a bad idea. And a lot of those courses are held during the summer prior to the busy fall hunting seasons. So again, check the Illinois Department of Natural Resources website. Just click on safety education and get some details on where those courses might be offered. And if you're interested, or if you're in need of having that safety education certificate in hand to get your hunting license, make sure you get that done before it really gets busy. Of course, dove season opens on September 1.
Wow.
We also have an early Canada goose season that opens in the state on September 1st. So hunting season is here, or will be shortly.
The archery deer hunting season starts October 1st with the two firearm weekends set for November 22nd through 24th and December 5th through 8th. A couple of events going on today. The Long Prairie Missionary Baptist Church having a homecoming. Dinner will be around 11:45 a.m. The Peyton Sisters will be singing at 1 p.m. The church is south on the Keynes Road or north on the Dahlgren Road. Follow the church signs, or you can call Pastor Jerry Trotter for more information at 618-231-4236. And the Homecoming Gospel Choir will be offering their songs of praise and worship at the Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church in Sisney starting at 6 this evening. The church is located 3 miles north on the Blue Mound Road up the 161 extension, or 8 miles south of Flora on the Blue Mound Road. Watch for the signs. For more information, you can call 618-838-6708 or 618-839-1981. That's news. Area deaths are next.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, Act Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Father Albert E. Creer died at 9 a.m. Tuesday, August 20th at St. Paul's Home in Belleville, Illinois. A member of the May 1st, 1965 ordination class, Father Creer first attended Piopolis School, McLeansboro Township High School, and St. Henry's Seminary in Belleville. He completed his priesthood education at St. Mindred Seminary in St. Mindred, Indiana. Surviving siblings are Betty Rapp of Dahlgren, Lucille Auten of McLeansboro, Dorothy Heil of Dahlgren, Rosanna Nice of Dahlgren, Paul Creer of New Baden, Illinois, Sister Catherine Kaufman, OSU of Maple Mount, Kentucky. Many nieces, nephews, and extended family also survives. Funeral services for Father Albert E. Creer will be held at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Piopolis at 11 a.m. Tuesday. The public visitation will be from 5 to 8 p.m. Monday at the church, and before the funeral from 9 a.m. until the funeral hour. There will be a chalice ceremony beginning at 10 a.m. led by the Breeze Knights of Columbus Council number 2869, where Father Creer was a member. Father Creer requested in lieu of flowers, memorials be made to the Hinky Sense Home for Retired Priests at 222 South 3rd Street in Belleville, or during the visitation at the church. The Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. 69-year-old Fairfield resident Buddy G. Draper died Wednesday in rural Wayne County. He started working for Rebens right out of high school and ended up owning and operating the Rebens in Newton, Illinois. He was an electrician working for Keensburg Coal Mine for 20 years. He was a member of the First Christian Church in Fairfield and the American Legion. He had served in the U.S. Marine Corps. Surviving are his former wife Kathy of Fairfield, a son Brian Draper of Clay City, a daughter Lisa Jones of Fairfield, a sister-in-law Jean Draper of Mount Vernon, a brother George Draper of Fairfield, and a sister Linda Hodges of Fairfield. Four grandchildren and several nieces and nephews also survived. A graveside service for Buddy G. Draper will be held Tuesday at 1 p.m. at Maple Hill Cemetery. Friends and family are asked to go directly to the cemetery. Military rites will be provided by the Anthony Wayne Post 176 American Legion and Wayne Memorial Post 4535 VFW. Memorials can be made to the American Heart Association or the Black Lung Association and will be accepted at the cemetery or Nail's Funeral Home in Fairfield, which is in charge of the arrangements. 69-year-old rural Albion resident Doris K. Collins died August 21st at Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel. Surviving are her husband Bill of rural Albion, four daughters Diana Christie, Angie Sharp, Amy Yates, and Bonnie Hasselbrink, three sons Bill Collins Jr., Robert Collins, and Rick Kennedy, two sisters Joyce Thomas and Wanda Richardson, two brothers Fred Cox Jr. and John Cox, 12 grandchildren and 12 great-grandchildren. She's also survived by several other brothers and sisters. Visitation for Doris K. Collins will be held Monday from 10 a.m. until noon at the Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. The funeral service will be held at noon at the funeral home. Burial will follow in Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. Doris loved to travel, and following her battle with cancer, she planned to go to the Bahamas. Since that plan didn't come to fruition, her daughters are airbrushing her casket with a tropical theme and are bringing the Bahamas to her. The family will be wearing tropical-style vacation clothes and encourage everyone attending to do the same. Memorials can be made to the Grayville Senior Citizen Center, and envelopes will be available at the service. The Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion is in charge of the arrangements. 71-year-old Maunee resident Jeanette Huff died Friday morning at Deaconess Gateway in Evansville. She was a homemaker and attended Marshall Ferry General Baptist Church. Surviving are her husband Larry, a daughter Tracy Clark, and several grandchildren. Funeral services for Jeanette Huff will be at 10 a.m. Wednesday at the Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial in Marshall Ferry Cemetery. Visitation from 4 to 7 p.m. Tuesday at the Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi. 68-year-old Barnhill resident Charles Allen Talbert died Thursday at his home. He was active in farming for over 45 years. He also worked at the gas station in Sisney during his high school years, AMF in Alney while attending Alney Community College, and the Kraft Corporation in Champaign. Surviving are sons Matthew Talbert of Monticello and Andrew Talbert of Barnhill, several grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews. Visitation for Charles Allen Talbert will be Tuesday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., with funeral service immediately afterward at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Graveside service will be conducted at Shrewsbury Cemetery in Mill Shoals. Memorials will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield and may be made to the Mill Shoals Ruritans, Johnsonville Methodist Church, or Steph's Coffee Shop and Things in Mill Shoals. 84-year-old Dahlgren resident Mary Maxine Cross died Wednesday at SSM Health Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. She was a homemaker and also worked at the former Elder Manufacturing Company in McLeansboro and Dowser Electric in Mount Vernon. She was a member of Pleasant Hill Baptist Church and later the Dahlgren Baptist Church. Surviving are sons William Bud Cross of Riverton and J.D. Cross of Dahlgren, four daughters Viola Nolan of Dahlgren, Betty Oliver of Mount Vernon, Pauline Bellamy of Dahlgren, and Mary Jo Klein of Salem, brothers James Parkhill of Bicknell, Indiana, and David Parkhill of Mount Vernon, and a sister Aretha Rawls of Dahlgren, 14 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and two great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Mary Maxine Cross will be Monday morning at 10 at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Visitation from 5 to 8 this evening at the funeral home. She'll be laid to rest at Middle Creek Cemetery near Dahlgren. Memorial donations can be made to the Middle Creek Cemetery Upkeep Fund or the Dahlgren Baptist Church. Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren is in charge of the arrangements. 72-year-old Mount Airy resident Neil Barnett died August 20th at Carmine Manor. He was a Vietnam veteran serving from 1966 to 1968. He was a farmer and enjoyed fishing with his grandkids and restoring antique tractors. Surviving are his wife of 50 years, Cheryl, a daughter, Tammy Thomason, a son, Robert Barnett, two sisters, Marianne Schwartzlows and May Brandt, two brothers, Glenn Barnett and George Barnett, six grandchildren and nine great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Neil Barnett will be at 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion, burial to follow in Ebenezer Cemetery at Samsville. Military rites will be conducted at the graveside. Memorials can be made to the Ebenezer Cemetery Fund, and envelopes will be available to service. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion in charge of the arrangements. 73-year-old James R. Fraley died Wednesday at his home in El Dorado. He was a retired truck driver and a U.S. Navy veteran, having served during the Vietnam War. Survivors include his friend and companion, Paula Fraley of El Dorado, a sister, Pam Jones of Orlando, Florida, a niece, Heather Isom of Orlando, Florida, one great-niece, and two great-nephews. A graveside funeral service was held Saturday. The Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
And now, the top five reasons to drive for Best Way Express. Number five, free health clinic. Number four, paid holidays. Number three, $1,800 annual safety bonus. Number two, no hazmat, no jack stand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number one reason, you will be home daily. Best Way Express is now hiring for multiple home daily positions. Contact Best Way at 1-833-BESTWAY or bestwayexpress.com.
If you're looking for a new doctor, look no further than the new SSM Health Provider Finder. Search for physicians online based on conditions and treatments, name spellings and pronunciations, and locations near you. What's more, SSM Health doctors are known for taking the time to listen and connect with you. We call this the healing power of presence. You'll find this helpful tool at ssmhealth.com/doctors.
Here's your sports update for today. Major League Baseball yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals shut out Colorado 8-0. Washington beat the Chicago Cubs 7-2. It was Texas over the Chicago White Sox 4-0. Pittsburgh over Cincinnati 14-0. And Milwaukee over Arizona 4-0. NFL preseason action. Chicago beat Indianapolis 27-17. Minnesota over Arizona 20-9. Dallas over Houston 34-0. New Orleans beat the New York Jets 28-13. San Francisco over Kansas City 27-17. The LA Rams beat Denver 10-6, and Seattle over the LA Chargers 23-15. College football, Florida over Miami 24-20. Cardinals and Colorado wrap up their series today at Busch Stadium. The game can be heard on WOKZ 105.9 beginning at 12:20 p.m. Cubs play Washington today, and the Chicago White Sox take on Texas. NFL preseason action today, Pittsburgh will be at Tennessee. That's your sports update for today.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
For John Rooney, another really good start by a Cardinals starter.
Dakota Hudson last year, Mike, at AAA, went 13-3 and was the pitcher of the year in the Pacific Coast League. With his win last night in the 6-0 Cardinal combined shutout over the Rockies, Dakota Hudson has 13 wins against 6 losses, and he teamed up with Tyler Webb, Giovanni Gallegos, and Dominic Leone to finish off the shutout, the 5th in the month of August for the Cardinal pitching staff and the 9th overall. And today, the Cardinals, who have a game-and-a-half lead over the Cubs in the Central, go for the 4-game sweep of the Rockies.
Last night, the Cardinals hit 2 home runs. They scored 6 times on 6 base hits. The second time they've shut out the Rockies in this 4-game series, and they go for the sweep today.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
And the Fairfield airy weather, mostly cloudy today, a 40% chance of mainly afternoon showers and storms, a high of 78, 60% chance late tonight, a low of 67, Monday, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance of showers and storms, a high of 80, Showers and storms likely Tuesday, mainly in the morning, a high of 82. Sunny Wednesday and Thursday, highs near 80, and mostly sunny Friday, a high near 82. Present Fairfield temperature is 62.